This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's Republican House members have selected a new minority leader. After two rounds of voting, they chose Representative Rose Puglisi to lead the caucus. Puglisi is a first-time lawmaker, representing part of Colorado Springs. She was previously the assistant minority leader. Denver International Airport's new West Checkpoint will open for a soft launch on Tuesday. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports the new checkpoint system will be faster and scan 200 people an hour.
The new checkpoint includes 17 lanes full of the latest TSA screening technology. That means no passengers will have to take liquids or electronics out of their bags. Facial recognition technology will require travelers to present an ID, but no boarding pass, making screening more efficient. But construction isn't over. Once the new checkpoint is in full operation on February 6th, the airport will permanently close the North Checkpoint to continue construction on the Great Hall, which will wrap in 2027. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
And Denver-based Frontier Airlines will add nonstop flights between 36 airports this spring. The budget carrier's expansion includes daily routes from Denver to Chicago and Los Angeles. Those flights start in April. Nonstop flights to New York will begin the following month. Frontier's low-cost competitor Spirit recently ended its service through Denver, citing low performance and technical problems. And this is CPR News and KRCC. Snow for many mountain areas tonight. In Denver and Colorado Springs, chances for snow overnight. Today, increasing clouds, highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. And in Grand Junction, possible rain today in the mid-40s.